Time for Tech Talk today, brought to you by Computers and Beyond, located right here on East College Drive in Marshall. And Scott Moats, the owner of Computers and Beyond, is with us. Good to have you again, Scott.
It's good to be back.
A happy holiday to you and yours as we get through this season. Of course, everybody wants that latest and greatest technology, and that's the focus of our program today. And all the rage these days seem to be the wearables, don't they?
With the Apple Watch and Moto 360 and Fitbit and all these, you know, these different glasses and stuff that have electronics in them. There's just all kinds of things that are in this wearables division. We, of course, don't do a ton with that, but it's something that should be talked about and is a technology that's going to be popular for the Christmas time.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, there's things like the Apple Watch. Samsung's got theirs. The Fitbits are pretty popular. There's a lot of different options and ranges of money that you can spend on these things, isn't there?
Oh, most definitely. Many of these products actually will work on their own, but some of them require you to have a smartphone of some sort to make them work properly, so you have to pay attention to those types of things.
Okay, very good. So kind of keep your eyes out when you're buying those. And of course, iPads and the accessories that go along with those are very popular as well at Christmas time. And really, the price on these is pretty reasonable in many cases, isn't it?
Yeah, so you know, the iPad minis start at $269. They're the smaller iPads. They're 7.9-inch screen. The full-size iPads are 9.7-inch screens, and they start at $399. And, you know, there's things to look out for, you know, options and stuff while you're buying them. There's different colors and different memory amounts. You know, I would always probably look at something bigger than the default 16 gigs, because I'm always hearing people running out of space on their iPads. And, you know, and then it's usually not that much more. Like on the iPad Air, I think it's $50 more to go to 32 gigs. So it's well worth spending the extra money for that. And there's all kinds of accessories. So maybe somebody has an iPad already and you're wanting to buy something a little bit smaller in cost. You know, the accessories like the cases and the cases with keyboards, you know, headphones, and there's even Apple TV, which we'll talk about a little bit more later here. Bluetooth speakers, chargers, and cables are all great accessories that are, you know, like chargers and cables are great stocking stuffers. We're always losing our chargers and cables for those devices, and it's nice to have extras. There's some cool things, even though we don't sell these next things, but great gift ideas is there's a product called iGrill, for instance, for people. I mean, it's a winter time, but it's a temperature thermometer type thing that you put in your grill, in your meat or whatever. You can see what the temperature is right on your iPhone or iPad. So it's really a cool little product. And they have remote-controlled cars and planes that you can control these devices with your iPhone or iPad. So some fun things there.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of neat things that you can do with your phone. You just have to look hard enough, and there's probably somebody that's come up with it, for sure. Of course, you know, if you get a cable bill every month, you kind of shake your head and wonder, what in the world are we paying all this money for sometimes? But there are a lot of new devices and a lot of devices that are available right now that can help you reduce that cost if you're willing.
Yeah, the cord-cutting stuff has been a buzzword for a while, and it keeps improving and more options out there. And it's going to be a popular items for Christmas here. Devices that are popular right now are the Roku boxes, the Chromecast devices, Amazon Fire, and then, of course, Apple TV. And Apple TV is the product that we offer at our store. Apple TV starts at $69, and that's for the one they've had for a few years now. And then they just came out with a new one, which starts at $149, and that's the new fourth generation one. And really, both devices can have some similarities to them. They both can stream, you know, things like Netflix and YouTube and Hulu and all kinds of other streaming services, but they can also stream from your iPad or your iPhone. So let's say if you have something in your iPad that you're wanting to see on your big TV, you just flip up on the bottom and choose to display it on there, and bang, it shows up on your TV wirelessly. But so you can do that on both of those. But the new one also gives you some other cool things. There's actually now an app store with lots and lots of applications and games and just all kinds of stuff that you can download on your Apple TV. And the remote control they have has improved a lot. They actually have Siri that you can talk to the remote and tell the Apple TV what you want it to do. And it's really kind of cool. You can also get game controllers for the new Apple TV, so you can play games and stuff on it.
Yeah, that's some neat stuff you can do with those. And they're, like you said, coming along with the cord cutting part of it. There's still a few hitches in the giddy up, but they're really a neat thing. We've got the Apple TV at our house, and it's really neat for showing pictures off your phone or off your iPad. A lot of fun, so certainly something to look into this holiday season. And then one of the big things, too, this Christmas is going to be the 2-in-1 Windows machines. You've seen them flip and twist and do all these fancy things, and you pull them apart, and a lot of people really like these machines, don't they?
Exactly. You know, there's, for instance, the one that that a lot of people have seen commercials on has been the Microsoft Surface, which we don't sell, but where it actually separates from the keyboard and you can just have this tablet by itself, or you just snap it in with the keyboard and it's with the keyboard. We carry a product from Lenovo called the Mix, but which is kind of similar to that. Then they also have the ones that can fold up, so you can use it as a normal laptop and you just fold the screen all the way back, and then it becomes just a tablet only with the keyboard still attached, but the keyboard is disabled, so you're not going to accidentally press buttons or whatever on there. So, but those are also popular items that are going to be for this Christmas. So,
okay, very good. Well, a lot of neat things that is on that techies list for certain, and of course, stopping down to Computers and Beyond to see some of the things that we talked about today that you guys do carry is a great first stop, isn't it?
Yeah, that it sure is. And if you can't decide what you want, we can always provide you a gift certificate too.
Yeah, that works out nicely also. So stop by Computers and Beyond. And as we go through this holiday season, Scott, tell us a bit about your hours down at the store.
Sure. It's Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, except for Thursdays, which we're open from 9 to 8, and then Saturdays from 10 to 3.
All right. Stop and see them today at Computers and Beyond, located right here on East College Drive next to Burger King. You can't miss them. Stop in and see the gang. Good to see you again, Scott. Thanks for stopping by.
Sounds good. Nice to be here again.
And that is Tech Talk, brought to you by Computers and Beyond of Marshall.